Okay, dimensions of disclosure. I have a lot more than two realities. So one of my realities is that in the middle of the night, I have visitations, and there's nothing ghostly about it, but I have visitations. So I'm honoring those visitations. I'm not giving them names. I'm not going to label them in any other way other than say then, okay, it came to me, right? So if it's coming to me, I have an opportunity. I could get up in the middle of the night and write something down, and I have done that. I can say, oh, no, forget it. This, if it's important, it'll come back. Almost always does, right? And then sometimes it doesn't. Like, I had a great song the other night. I tell you, it was beautiful. Didn't write it down, so I have no idea what it was about. But it was a really, really good song. In that reality, I wrote a song. But not in this reality. So what happened the other night in that reality is I got to talk to you guys. So this is sort of a deja vu thing. And after, in that reality, and I woke up and I was like, ranch-wide session? I'm going to say that at the ranch-wide? No. I'm not going to say that at the ranch-wide session. So this seems to be where I'm going to say it, if it follows through. So what I was saying in my other reality was a lot about what Gary was just bringing up, which is that there's a responsibility. I mean, everything that Gary said is so, in some ways, advanced. It's an advanced way of looking at the world. It's a way of looking at the world where you've already kind of release some of your bonds. You're not in a trance state because you're kind of making choices here. You're thinking, I wonder how my energy is going to affect this person and how am I interpreting their energy? That's really advanced and beautiful stuff. To get to that place, there's a number of lights that have to be turned on. Like, you can't get to the top floor without walking up the lower floors, or you can't get to the side floor without walking through the middle floor. Something. There are some steps that have to be taken. And the key step in my dream is you have to care. So what are we caring about? And it's a care about the interaction between individuals. It's a care about the quality of energy that's happening with individuals. When you were saying radiate love, it's a care about the vessel that you are, yeah, but it's mostly, where's your attention? Where's your awareness? Where's your capacities right now? And if you don't care about that energy and how it's flowing and love between individuals and the mystery of all these, of the individuals that you are part of, our group, if you don't care about the community you're part of, then you've decided subconsciously. Like, I don't really think it's, I don't think, for me, it's not so much conscious. I'm not like, well, I just said I'm not going to care today. It's a subconscious thing. I'm like, I'm just not activated. I'm not turned on. I'm not interested enough to listen deeply. And therefore, I can't be creative. I'm not creative in my environment because I'm not even engaged in it. I'm like a visitor. I'm in a trance state. Things are coming through. Same old, same old. I do this every day. I know who you are. I know who you are. I know who you are. Good. That's good. I don't have to think about anything else. I already know everything. That's not a very happy place. Then there's a sweet spot somewhere in which you're caring. You're waking up and your heart is kind of breaking when you see people because you love them. And they may be struggling or they may be in joy, but either way, your heart is engaged. You feel this thing. You see it flow and you feel around you something happening. There's a relaxation. You're breathing differently. I mean, actually, if you were measuring it, your hearts are starting to beat in coherence with each other. There's something that happens when you're really engaged. Well, that's the sweet spot. And then there's sort of this far, far distant, I care way too much about this. Like, I care so much about this, I'm not engaged. I'm not interested. I'm not listening. In fact, I'm getting frustrated and I'm starting to worry because the thing I care about is falling apart. And when you find that that's your reality, I mean, it's kind of, you have to kind of wake up, go, oh, something's happening. I went over the line here in my attention. My attention now is about the result or the feedback or my project, my ownership, my position. And a lot of this is, for me, at just the layer under conscious. It's a subconscious thing. And so my body tells me when this is happening. My body tells me when I've stopped listening. My body tells me when it's like, that's just so-and-so being so-and-so. My body tells me that. My brain tells me that. I categorize it. I go into my comfy little corner and I curl up and I ignore the world. It looks like caring. I care a lot about my position. If only people would do it that way. But it's the exact opposite of caring. It's like caring so much that you've stopped caring because you don't care about the quality. So I didn't get enough information from the dream to come up with a list. I'm really sorry, Jane. And I love lists. I do love lists because it makes sense. But there is a practice of caring. And as Gary was saying, all of this is a practice. You're waking up. And the more you do it in your life, sadly, the older you get, the more gray you have an opportunity. You've practiced this enough. It's kind of like, yeah, I know that guy. I know what he does. I remember. And when I'm that guy, I recognize myself there. And I recognize where that guy came from. And I know it's not really me. It's not authentic. It's not because the authentic me wants more of that energetic flow. Wants more of the caring that is love creating an environment. And it sounds like, you know, we're saying radiate out. And there is something that goes out, but there's also something that surrounds. And you're being surrounded at the same time it's going out. So it's a panoramic sense of love. And I don't know that it has an end, but when I experience it, I experience it as kind of a bubble. So I feel a bubble around us. And I feel that bubble goes way further than us, but there's sort of a sweet spot to the bubble, too. And in that sweet spot of the bubble, I think that's kind of the acupuncture point where your wisdom can be placed and something can occur. And we all have it. We all have this gift, this little piece of wisdom in every moment that wants to be placed there. And do we care enough about taking the risks to place it there? Do we care enough about dropping our agenda? Because it might not be what you thought it was. So those are questions I wonder. These are things that I think about along those lines. And and today was a day for me where, what a gift to have a day where you're walking around, and yes, you might have thoughts, but I've been feeling like my heart is breaking all day. And it's not a bad thing. It's kind of a beautiful thing. It's not a sadness or a grief. It's just a, wow, there's so much going on. There's so much going on with each individual and their apparent struggles, the illusion of a struggle that everybody's going through. And that's just the facade. The struggle is just the facade. It's the games that we play to occupy ourselves because we've forgotten the sweet spot of caring. So, may you live in that sweet spot. May I meet you there.